Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. It was 30 years ago today that KIMT anchor Jody Huizentrout disappeared, and still no answers as to what happened to her. Authorities believe someone grabbed Huizentrout shortly after 4 a.m. on the morning of June 27, 1995, as she was going from her apartment at Key Apartments to the parking lot in Mason City. Neighbors said they heard a scream about that time, and a passerby reported he saw a white van in the parking lot. Police found Huizentrout's high heels, a hairdryer, hairspray, and earrings in the parking lot. A bent car key was found on the ground near her Mazda Miata, with police believing she was unlocking her car door when she was attacked from behind. Police have fielded thousands of tips in the 3 decades since Huizentrout's disappearance. Despite an exhaustive investigation, no evidence, tips, or leads have led to her abductor. An event to mark the 30th anniversary was held this morning outside of the KIMT building in downtown Mason City. Meanwhile, Find Jody, Inc. has put up a new billboard with a picture of Huizentrout with the caption, 30 years, it's time, findjody.com. They're offering a $50,000 reward for information in the case. If you know anything, contact the Mason City Police Department. The mighty Howard County Fair continues through Sunday in Cresco. Fair Board President Tom Barnes says their 2 nights of Party in the Pits live concert starts tonight with music from Pop Rocks.
A lot of people in our area know about Hairball. They're Hairball plus twice at least. They have songs from the typical 80s arena rock. They do Katy Perry. They do Shania Twain, fun type imagery from that era. A lot of costume changes. Saturday night, the frontman is made up of, it's called Country's New Supergroup. It's made up of the lead singers from Lone Star, Little Texas, and Restless Heart.
Barnes says they continue to make physical improvements to the fairgrounds to enhance the fair experience for attendees.
A few years ago, when our high school here in Cresco put up a new stadium, they donated a lot of these seating to us. So we've got these aluminum planks stockpiled in the back. So every year we've been making seating. And you know, creature comforts are everything to people at any type of event. And if you can provide them with a nice place to sit down and enjoy the day, that's key. So every year we add a lot more seating.
And more paved areas as well.
It's just great. You know, it helps our people that are challenged mobility to be able to get around the grounds. Or, you know, as I'm looking out my window now with the families pushing these big strollers around and baby carriers, you know, it's a lot easier for them to get through the fairgrounds with those than trying to push them down a rock road.
Find more information on the complete schedule of events at mhcfair.com and watch for updates at the Mighty Howard County Fair on Facebook. It's a damn good time in Nash through Sunday with Water Over the Dam Days.
The theme is back to the 80s, so we welcome anyone to come in their 80s attire and their 80s spirit and come celebrate. But we just have a lot of activities for all ages.
That's Kelsey Masters with the WODD committee, who says new items for this year's festivities include the Color Glow Run this evening, with some 200 already signed up and on-site registration from 6 to 7:15. There's more fun for youth later tonight at 8:30.
So that is hosted by the St. John's Lutheran Church, and they're going to have a bonfire and a DJ and some games for the middle school and high school kids. And so that's new this year as well, I believe, and that'll be at the park.
For adults, Master says they have a pair of nighttime concerts.
So on Friday night, we have the band Lonesome Road from 7 to 11 p.m., which is country music. And then Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., we have the band Sushi Roll, which is kind of some high-energy dance music. And then in between there, we'll have the fireworks while they're playing.
Find more information on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday events at Water Over the Dam Days on Facebook. It will be rock and rides at the Party in the Park tonight in Charles City. The popular summertime series organized by Main Street Charles City returns to Central Park from 5 to 9 p.m. tonight with live music featuring classic rock and roll tunes performed by Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s Band. There will also be horse and wagon rides to the Cedar River and back through one of Charles City's historic neighborhoods for only $5 in tokens per rider. The fun also includes inflatable rides for 1 to 2 tokens each with an obstacle course and bounce houses for different ages. Scheduled activities also include pedal cars and fun interactive games with the Lost Llamas 4-H Club. Now in its 22nd season, Party in the Park offers free admission and live music. There will also be food vendors, a beer garden, various kids' activities, and a great opportunity to socialize with friends and neighbors. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own lawn chair or blanket to sit on for Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s, a high-energy show that stays true to the original sound of the classic rock songs. Hear hits from Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, Elvis Presley, Ricky Nelson, Roy Orbison, Eddie Cochran, and The Beatles, just to name a few. Food and beverages can be purchased throughout the evening using the special PIP tokens available at the park. The orange tokens are $1 each and good at all Party in the Park events this summer, with a final PIP slated for August 1st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.